Hey everybody, I'm Panya Visetgal again. I'm from Thailand. And here today, I'm going to talk about Funnel 102. The last episode, I talked about why you need funnel, why is it so important for your business, why do you need upsell and downsell, what is average order values, why is it important for your business. Now I'm going to deep dive into funnel. I want to talk about funnel. First is something that you can capture your new customer into your business easily with funnel. And there are many applications, many software other than ClickFunnel, like Unbounce, InstaPro, and yeah, lead pages and many others. But most software are doing probably the same thing with slightly different, you know, functionalities. Let me talk about the first and most important about funnel. The goal of the funnel is to capture leads, is to take customer emails or any data from the customer so that we can remarket to them using email messengers or using Google retargeting or Facebook retargeting with videos or photos ad. Because the customer wouldn't buy the first time they see your ad. You need to take the customer through that journey, for them to believe you, to make them realize that you are doing a real business. You're not scamming people off. And the first thing about the funnel is that we want to capture leads. That's right. And the way you can capture lead from your customer is you can give them a coupon, give them something a try to your software, or make them give them a download of a 3-page PDF, an ebook, this kind of stuff. Because this, you know, you offer something that is crazy good amount, good information for them, and they will, you know, as they see how much value your content, your information is, they are more willing to pay much more money for your product or service. So if you give poor quality content, like poor ebook, poor PDF, they won't, you know, value as much, and they won't, you know, they're not willing to pay a lot of money for your higher end product. So the goal of your business is that you want to give them something, you know, to make a conversation, to make them know who you are, and, you know, tell them that what you are doing, and then the person that download your book or give you their email is that because they have some problem, they want someone to guide them to help them fix their problem, and they are the hero in the hero journey. So they, when they face problem, they are struggle, they don't need someone help to fix that problem, and then they come to a dead end. And at that time, we as a guide, we come to the hero to help them and guide them to the right path. We are at the light. We are light at the end of the tunnel. And then we give them plan for what they should do. And then, during the way they face conflicts, you know, something that make them, something that struggle, something that something that is they're not able to achieve their desired result easily because they face some struggle, some conflict. And then, but finally, they're able to achieve what they want. And what they want the most is that they transform into something else, into something that they want. It might be something that they're able to reunite with her husband or wife, or maybe they have, or he or she can provide wealth, provide education to their children. It's something that, you know, they want to achieve the most. It's something that just right. It's not money, but it's rather respect, something that they can protect, something that they can, you know, make them look higher status, something like that. Make them feel love again, you know. This kind of the final result, final design that people want. That's a part of the story, how you write story. But this is, you know, the customer journey. So we act as a guide. We give them some tips to help them solve their problem, and then we lead them all the way by giving them more value. Like, you know, we giving them some training, some video online training, and then yeah, we might give them some private coaching. So if they want to have a better result, have a good result, you know, they are willing to buy our product, you know, through value ladder. This one is called that. This is value ladder, mean that you are giving them more value. As value increase, price increase, right? And at the end of the value is your high end product. It's the most expensive product that you're gonna sell, and that's require your private personalization, your private coaching. You have to involve yourself in the product at the end of the value. So I mean, at the bottom of the funnel is something that you want to capture lead. You want people to come into your funnel, as many as possible, by giving them ebook, a PDF, a guide, something, a bonus, you know, something that, you know, that entice customer into your funnel as much as possible. And then as a funnel go down, it's funnel is something, you know, at the top is you're taking customer in, but then as it go down, it's getting smaller and smaller, because some people will leave your funnel, but that's okay, because we want buyers. We don't want, not everybody will want your product, so we want only someone who are fit to your product. So as they come in, they buy your next product, like $7, $47, $297, or $997, and maybe something thousand or $10,000 of your product. So this is a game changer, because you're not just selling just one product. Because one product, you don't get a lot of profit, or you're not providing enough value to customer. You want to give them a lot more values, a lot. So because one product can't help them to fix their problem. It's just a fraction of their problem. But if we can provide more value, it's like we are giving, it's like we doing them a service. But if we provide them just a small value and then we leave, it's just like we disservice them, as it's not, you know, it's not good for us, and not good for customer. It's not good for a healthy relationship. And this is why I believe that you you should build a complete funnel. I mean, not complete, but you know, at least you have the high end offer. But then you just want to give out your sexy offer, something that you know inside them that you think that your customer want the most, you know, to be your opt-in funnel, for to entice your customer into your funnel as many as possible. And this is how funnel works. This is so amazing, and I really like this funnel. And I hope this funnel concept can apply to you, apply to your business, and is you know everybody, every business you know can use funnel, and it's very profitable if you really really understand it. Thank you very much.